It's 25 minutes to one. It's mid-mornings with Tim and Liz, and we're here for another 25 minutes until 1 o'clock. It is Liz's birthday today.
I'm going to need a lie down after the show. It's too much excitement.
There's been a lot of surprises.
At my age, I can't take it.
There's been a lot of surprises. I think you've had 10 surprises, or this is now going to be your 10th and final surprise for the show. We have another guest on the phone. And I think we should play a guessing game as to who this person is. So the guests should be able to hear me. We can't hear them just yet. Okay. So let's play a game of yes or no. So I'll let you ask the questions and we'll let the guest answer. And if the guest can answer in a slightly altered voice to the voice that they would normally use so that you don't twig who it is, then let's see who you might think it is. So mystery guest is faded up on the system, and you can, right, fire away, ask some questions, or a question.
It's like guess who.
Yeah,
I'm really bad at this game. Are you a female?
Yes.
Oh, blimey.
This is hilarious. Are you I've got no idea who this is.
Narrow it down.
Okay. Have I worked with you? are you my age? Ish?
Ish.
I bet you're younger. Are you oh gosh. This is great. I can't guess from the voice at all. I'm really bad at this game.
You've worked with them. Well, that must narrow it down.
Did I work with you on Blue Peter?
Yeah.
Is it Connie?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a quick
question
game.
It was, wasn't it?
Connie, is it really you?
Happy birthday. Yeah, it's me.
Oh,
it's
my
me.
God.
And everything. And I was thinking, Alex was too polite to say that his headphones didn't work, but Liz wasn't.
Connie, I can't, honestly, oh, my goodness, my darling, darling Connie, my friend. Oh, I never get to speak to you enough. We can't have the conversation. We want to have the conversation.
No, I'm
on air.
Yeah, sorry.
We've got
yeah.
so many children between us. We just never actually get to chat. Apart from through the medium of your work on the radio. So that's the only way we get to catch up.
Oh, Connie, I need to... I feel like I need so... We've got so much to catch up
on. We've got some time. I don't know if Connie's in a hurry, but we've got sort of 15 minutes or so. So you can have a chat.
15 minutes for Liz Barker.
Oh, brilliant.
Connie Huck, you're a legend. What are you doing with yourself? What are you doing, any work? We miss you on the telly. You're not on enough.
I'm doing this Penguin podcast. Oh, you know what it's like, Liz. I'm doing drop-offs and pick-ups. And one of mine isn't even at school yet. And he's, like, there in the background, toddling. If he told us off at some point, I'm, like, hiding in the house and he's in the garden with his little playmate. You know what it's like.
I know exactly.
The children.
Yes.
Fobbing them off with an iPad.
Oh, Liz does that with her children.
It's the only way.
Although she's super mum and she's working. Like, literally, I'm doing this podcast and I said to them, I can only do it if I do it in between drop-off and pick-up, which means they have to fit it in between, like, 10 and 2. And it depends on me interviewing, like, awesome. So I have to say to these poor people, can you do it in these times? Terrible. Liz, you're super mum quite often.
Honestly, sometimes I think, how on earth did I manage that? Why did I have four children and how on earth do I manage that? I don't even know myself, to be honest with you. But
it's crazy. And this is children. Your children all look different. This is four kids. They literally, they're like a Benetton advert or something, aren't they?
That's true. Are they all yours?
Supposedly.
Are they all the same father, Liz?
Shh, he might be listening. Honestly, I'm done though, Con. Will you have any more?
Do you know what? I always wanted three, and then I had two, and they're both boys, and I would have a third if it's a guaranteed girl. But I'm not. My husband is so messy, and I'm just not going to be living in a house of testosterone and socks when all their voices drop and all of that. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe I should adopt. Then I can get a girl. I can get an 18-year-old and get her to babysit the other two.
Brilliant.
There
yeah.
we go.
Sorted.
Ring. That's what I need.
Oh, Connie. So what is this podcast about you're doing?
Oh, it's Penguin. The Penguin Prison is just interviewing authors about their books.
Oh,
so it means it's really weird, though, because when I first started, I was like, I haven't read a book. I have children. And literally, the first book they gave me to read, I must have read the first few pages like 50 times or something. Like, oh, I've read 4 pages now. And what have I read? Oh, I've just been looking at the words. It's awful. But it's quite good because it's forced me to sort of be disciplined, like literally, and, you know, get reading. So my brain can now read again, which is good. I can't do much help.
This is the woman that went to Cambridge University.
Yes.
She's a bright girl. And see what children do.
But then, you know, it's sort of apparently, the rumour is, Liz, that we'll get our brains back.
Well, supposedly. I don't think there's much left of mine.
Program.
I know. Tim does most of it, to be honest. So, Connie, you're not writing scripts with Charlie or doing anything like that? Is there anything?
No,
you're good at that.
I've been asked to do this book thing, but I'm just so undisciplined.
I know.
So they keep saying to sort of hand in this treatment, and I haven't done it yet. And I'm just thinking I should wait till the kids are in school.
It's so hard, isn't it?
Up a bit more. Because
it's
you
so
just
hard.
Do everything rubbishly. I just do so Sky. And literally, it's filmed in Camden. I'm like, I can't overnight. Everyone wants to overnight it. And I was like, I have to be back for bedtime. You know, it's awful. And it's like, I was always like, I'm going to be a really good mum. I'm going to do everything really well. Instead, I'm doing everything really rubbishly.
Yeah, but that's because you're doing it all yourself. Most people on telly, they have an army of nannies, cleaners. There's all these people behind them. And we just do it all ourselves. We don't...
That's good. Me and Liz, we're too normal. Like,
yeah.
Literally, we're like... I don't know. I couldn't. It's weird, actually. I was having this conversation with someone. I always feel like I'm one of those people that if the cleaner's there or something, I have to go out. I can't be in the house. And like we were discussing like the thought of an au pair.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just wouldn't be able to relax.
No.
I want to be able to just be the normal.
Yeah, I want to tell my kids off.
I'm popping my child off with an iPad. I don't want people to see how terrible I am in real life.
I couldn't bear for someone else to clean my loo. I think that's no one's job but mine, quite frankly. And
right, we once had a cleaner. And then I noticed, hang on, the tea towels, I swear she was using our tea towels to like do the dusting or something. And also, I'm quite anal. I'm like, I don't want her to be using the same sponge that she's cleaning that with to clean the toilet. Or do you know what I mean? I'm a bit of a control freak like that.
I do.
Me and Liz are so similar. We need to be doing a show together, Liz.
Well... Connie, this show goes out. This show goes out between 10 and 1, so this is perfect timing for you. Come up to Cambridge and come and do the show with us.
Oh my gosh, can we do the Liz and Connie show?
I feel like me and you need a sofa, a cup of tea, and some chocolates, and we'll be sorted. Mm.
Podcasts are where it's at, Liz. Do you think we could record a podcast? And this could be the birth of
What I loved about Connie, when we used to see each other every day, you always made me laugh. Hysterical. You were always like, right, I've had a great idea, we're going to do this. And every day you had a different idea about what we could do.
that was actually really rubbish and would never go anywhere. It was the thought that counts.
Oh, it's brilliant. So,
birthday, Liz.
Oh, thank you.
I was just rabbiting on at you about cleaners. Have you had a good weekend? Have you had a good day?
I'll be honest with you. This morning I woke up and the two little ones were arguing, and I woke up to like, and I just thought, oh, really? And obviously did the breakfast thing, and the kids, you know, they tried, bless them, they tried their best. But it wasn't until
Todd
had gone to work hours before. And I was a bit like, oh, I'm not sure how I feel. I've been dreading it this year because there's a lot going on in life generally, and I wasn't really up for it. And normally I love my birthday, but I came in to Cambridge 105 and Tim has just blown me away. He's just...
Who needs a husband when you've got
him? Well, yeah, quite right.
Honestly, yeah. I have been just... He's like Richard Marsden. He just fixes everything and makes all your little dreams come true.
Oh. That's our ex-boss.
Yeah,
friend.
Yeah. He was
he's
our old editor.
He's writing a book on all of it.
I know! Have you read your bit?
He emails me to read it. I just don't think I can bear it.
I'm so scared.
The truth of how sick I am.
I'm not going to read it. It's going to talk about my nose.
He texted me the other day, have you read it? And I was like, I've got up to the bit where you first meet me and then I haven't read any further.
I dare read it. Is it going to be available, like properly published? Oh, no.
I don't know. I
dread it.
I don't want to know.
No, I don't either. Are you still, do you speak to Matt and Simon at all?
Do you know what? It's been too long, but
occasionally, don't we?
Here and there, yeah. But I've managed to do recently.
So you don't fancy the one show with Matt then?
Do you know what?
She's done it.
One show weirdly is like Grown Up Blue Peter. That is one what the one show is one show. But it would be really fun and easy to do with Matt. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I could imagine. It would be good if they got 3%. We could all get back.
Yeah, we should just have a reunion one day and come back.
I did do the one show with Matt one day, actually, and it was sort of just like, the floor manager was Julian Smith. I was like, this is like so garbage. You know, sitting on the sofa with Matt and Julian Counter-Stanley.
But you go on a few panel shows. What's your favourite panel show you've been on?
Do you know, my favourite panel show in the whole world is Would I Lie to You? Because I am in love with Lee Mack and David Mitchell. They're both brilliant.
Yeah. Well, you know David Mitchell, don't you? Go on holiday with him.
Well, now we've got kids. We didn't. Oh no, we did not. Only in the UK, actually. We used to go abroad before we all had kids. Me.
Connie, you haven't got a contact for Richard Osman by any chance, have you?
Have I got a what?
A contact for Richard Osman. You know, the guy off Pointless.
With him.
You've what?
But although I've even stopped playing Words with Friends, it's like this Scrabble app. Because he used to work, he works with my husband, if you see what I mean. They're all
We've together. Been desperate to try and get him on the show for the last year and a half. Can you try and help us out?
Does he live in Cambridge?
Yeah. Get him on the show.
Yeah.
For sure. Brilliant. Definitely.
Right, done. You realise whenever you say something on the radio or on air, it's binding contract.
I know people are listening, hopefully. Unless I've made them all tune out in their droves. You're listening because we've gone to zero now. Rabbiting on about my cleaners.
I just love the way you talk a million miles an hour and your brain is just bonkers as always. I love it. I love it. It's so entertaining.
Both of us, isn't it?
Yes. We go off at tangents all the time on different... So you like Would I Like Would I Lie to You? I watch that a lot on telly and it's a good show. And
it's so good. It's so fun.
Yes.
Panel shows are always really scary because you're always these comedians, aren't you? I remember actually when I was leaving Blue Peter, and so when we get to leave Blue Peter, we suddenly are allowed to do other grown-up telly. And it was Friday Night Project, and it was when, do you remember when this sort of Gok Hwan was on like literally everything?
Yes.
On telly.
Yes.
Everything. And he was the guest, and we had to do this like quiz about Gok Hwan. We had to answer questions about Gok Hwan, and he was the quiz master. And I was with Alan Carr, and literally Alan Carr, they were like, you know, test your mics, and Alan was like, oh, bum, or something, and the whole audience was rolling around laughing, like, it's the funniest thing I've ever heard, you know, and I was like, testing 1, 2, 3, you know, like, shy.
You're anyway, so pure.
It's so wrong that I learned, when I did Celebrity Juice, I said the C word when we were testing mics, put the audience on side, so, you know, it's a learning curve, isn't it? But anyway, I just remember, it's just daunting, isn't it? And then you have to get the audience on side early on, otherwise you just want to be like swallowed up into a hole. And so they did this quiz about Gok Hwan, and they were like, what is Gok Hwan Chinese for? So I buzzed in and I said Trini and Susanna. And I think because I'm a Blue Peter and everyone loved Gok Hwan at the time, it's like pantomime. They were like, ooh, like I'd said something really, really bad, like Gok Hwan is Chinese for Trini and Susanna. And so then I said to Alan, oh, this audience, they don't like what I say. I'm not going to say anything. He's like, oh, don't be silly, it's funny. He was like, what is another question? What does Gok Hwan do every week on his show, How to Look Good Naked? And I said, lie. And then he was like, woo. And so I'm never doing a panel show again. But I got over it.
Well, I think you need to do a reality show. Like, you need to go into the jungle or something.
No, oh my gosh, that would be my idea of hell.
Is it not any?
You know, me and you really, we're all talking.
Let's go in the jungle together. Me and you go in the jungle together.
You wouldn't do
that.
I'm
scared of everything.
You're scared of spiders.
I'm scared of heights.
Yeah, no, we're too lazy, Liz.
To me, that seems like a break. I think you get 2 weeks in Australia.
I tell you, the reality show that you two would be great at would be Celebrity Big Brother.
No, I'd go mad. I'd argue with everybody.
Yeah, you'd make great telly.
Yeah, that would be.
I'd hate everybody. I don't like people very much. I wouldn't be good. I'd rather the snakes.
Let's just do a podcast. Let's just do this radio show. Me and you. We'll ditch Tim. I'll be your producer. It'll be brilliant. No, I'm joking. You can tell by talking now. I've gone mental during motherhood. Not fit for public consumption.
No.
That's that idea now. Oh, dear. I couldn't hear the rest of the show because obviously I was busy. trying to shovel past the gob of my child and his playdate. What were the other surprises?
This is what we should do. We should do a mum show. We should be like how not to be mums.
Yeah, that's true. Of mumming.
The reality show of being a mum, not this rubbish Instagram stuff.
Other guests we've had. We had a guy just come in to play live, Alex Francis. He's James Bay's brother. He's just been on tour with Mel C. So he came in. Liz knows him. We had Simon Thomas on earlier on.
Yay!
Simon's doing his Dale Winton impression. I thought it was Dale Winton.
Oh, that's so funny. He loves doing his
thing. Doesn't he? I fell for it massively.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of cake, I have to say. There's been a massive cake.
No, in the dream here. Talking adult conversation that doesn't involve Peppa Pig and eating cake. I'm jealous. I can't take any more of this. Why are you waving this in my face in a cruel manner?
We'll send you some cake.
Oh, Connie.
Some cake.
Your life is actually my life. Can I just say, what you're saying is exactly my life normally, apart from the few hours I'm here, which is why I try and escape to here as often as possible.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you. Right, that's it. We're gonna have to do a double act radio show. It's official. Tim, this is on air. Are you agreeing to this? Are you going to commission this at your radio station?
Yeah, why not? I don't think we'd get any songs in or adverts. I think it would just be talking.
Who needs songs when you've got chat? Okay, if you get our own show, then Richard Osman, he can be on your show every week, whenever you want him.
Okay, all right, well, I'll do you a deal then. I'll get you a show with Liz if you get us Richard Osman as a guest.
Okay, fine, perfect. Cool. Done.
Brilliant.
Yay. That's nice. I have lunch, shoveled the pasta, and then I've got employment now as well.
Excellent. What a productive day.
Yeah. And you're sending me some cake in the post.
We will send you some cake in the post.
Hey, this is win-win. Oh, Liz, best things to my life. Thank you, and happy birthday.
Oh, bless
I'll
you.
I'll let you get on with you the rest of your
day. I love you, thank you.
Paint the walls pink or something ridiculous.
Honestly, right. Your surprise was the best surprise. It was
and Liz are literally in love with each other. I know this is probably people are tuning out going, annoying you, but literally, Liz Bucket is so amazing. I'm so addicted. We used to have the best fun together.
We really did. I miss you, honey.
In all the weird and wonderful scenarios, like blue people dumping us in a sewage farm or something, you know, up to our knees in luck. But then we would have such fun. It's brilliant.
Oh,
so
God.
Good to speak to you again.
Oh, and you, baby, and you. You take care and try and look after those kids.
Show,
we'll talk.
Oh, bye bye, hun.
Cool. All right.
I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Connie.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.